This is the data lead dictating visit note, patient name Padilla, PADILLA, Margaret, MARGARITA, Margarita. Padilla Margarita, date of birth 4/28/1951, place Future Kirchar Village. Patient seen today, follow up at the nursing rehab. Patient has a recent GI bleed and colitis, pancytopenia, CVA, and superior mesenteric vein thrombosis. History of present illness. This is 72-year-old female. She was admitted to John Hopkins Bayview Medical Center. Patient was brought to the hospital. Patient has acute CVA diagnosed. They did imaging studies. CT of the head contrast. Multifocal acute to subacute infarct in the right basal ganglia, right lateral thalamus, and right occipital lobe, also left hippocampus. There was noted small petechial hemorrhage in the right basal ganglia and the left hippocampus area. Neurology was consulted. They did MRI of the brain also. Patient was also known to have thrombosis of the left axillary vein by imaging studies. Echocardiogram done that shows ejection fraction of 60% to 65%. Patient has a known history of B-cell lymphoma on chemo, small bowel perforation in August 2023, status post surgery, SMV thrombosis, H. pylori, candida esophagitis, She was brought to the hospital because of left upper extremity weakness. MRI showed right basal ganglia, right lateral thalamus, right occipital lobe stroke, and also left hippocampus head. Most likely thromboembolic phenomena. Hospital course, patient was managing the hospital for stroke, likely thrombotic, thromboembolic. Neurology suspects stroke due to CA and hypercoagulable state due to aspirin was stopped since his patient on therapeutic dose Levonox. Stroke deficit included left arm weakness, partial expressive aphasia, visual field cut, bilateral medial loss, post-stroke depression. Patient was observed for that and started Paxil. Diffuse B-cell lymphoma, completed the course, chemo and steroid. Outpatient follow-up was advised. Pancytopenia, at the time of discharge, but no cause was identified. Final chemotherapy was in November 16. As per hospital, it was not consistent with chemo. And they recommended to repeat CBC twice weekly. Left axillary vein, thrombosis, DVT, patient was maintained on stroke. For hypertension, she was maintained on amlodipine. And subsequently, patient discharged, subacute rehab after stabilization. Past medical history, number one, B-cell lymphoma. On chemotherapy, next line bowel perforation, started for surgery August 2023. Next line anemia, next line SMV thrombosis, next line H. pylori, Candida esophagitis, next line recent stroke with a left upper extremity weakness in December 2023. Hospitalized John Hopkins, MRI showed subacute to subacute infarct, right basal ganglia, right thalamic, right basal ganglia, left hippocampus. And the petechial hemorrhages. In the left basal ganglia, left hippocampus and area noted. Medications upon discharge, prednisone 20 mg daily, prochlorperazine 10 mg daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily, vitamin D supplement 1000 units daily, actually two tablets, vitamin D supplement 2000 units daily, Lovinox 60 mg subcutaneous Q12 hour, magnesium oxide 400 mg BID, Methcarbamol 500 mg 3 times a day, Paxil 20 mg daily, Amlodipine 5 mg daily, Ciprofloxacin 750 mg BID, Metronidazole 500 mg 3 times a day, Well, VAL, CYCL, OVAL, well, Cyclovir, 500 mg, one capsule, PO, twice a day. Duration of antibiotic therapy need to be verified from the hospital. Rua system today, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough, cardiac and chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, left upper extremity weakness, endocrine paradipsia. GI patient reported to have a diarrhea a few days ago, but no diarrhea at this point today. Allergies and unknown. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, lying on the bed, blood pressure 129 over 90, pulse 98, temperature 98.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 16, pulse of 97%, body weight 127 pounds. Hydrated carmoxylic, isonectaric, no ENS discharge, throat, no exudate, eyes anectaric, no, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, non tender box on positive, extremities, no edema, no cough tenderness, skin is dry. Neuro patient is awake, she is alert, left upper extremity weakness noted. Right lower extremity weakness also noted. Assessment, patient has been admitted. Status post. Acute to subacute, acute to subacute stroke involving right basal ganglia, right lateral thalamus, and right occipital lobe, and left hippocampus. Next line, left side weakness due to acute stroke. Next line, petechial hemorrhage is noted in the left hippocampus. And the basal ganglia area as per MRI report. Next line, stroke most likely thromboembolic. Next line, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Patient status post, finished chemotherapy. Outpatient PET scan need to be scheduled. Next line, pancytopenia. Next line, left axillary vein DVT. Maintain on Lovinox. Next line, hypertension. Next and post stroke depression, next and ambulatory dysfunction, next and plan of care, will continue all her current medication for the stroke, will maintain an aspirin. Actually, aspirin is on hold because of the bleed. For the stroke, will be maintained on, do not mention aspirin, the stroke, continue statin, she's already on Lovinox. Next line, vitamin D supplement will be continued. Post-depression will continue paroxetine. For hypertension, continue amlodipine. For colitis, she's maintaining a ciprofloxacin and metronidazole, will continue that to complete the course as per hospital recommendation, and will continue valacyclovir as recommended by the hospital. Will follow CBC-CMP, PTOT, fall percussion, care plan discussed by nursing staff. Thank you.